Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grand comments for Monday, November 4th. Weakness continued in the corn and the wheat, and beans stayed steady throughout most of the rest of the day to finish in positive territory. We had bad export sales pressuring both corn and wheat, and also there's an open window ahead next week or so to get some harvest done, so maybe a little bit of harvest pressure bearing on the corn and wheat as well there. So December corn finished down 6 cents, 383 and a quarter, unable to make any kind of progress above that 20-day moving average. We've been drifting below there, giving the funds who are short about 85,000 contracts of corn nothing really to worry about, and maybe they will be pressing their advantage here and working on this market until the report on Friday, see if they can get some profits taken in. Also, you had some private forecasters' numbers come out last Friday during the trading day. Informa came out with a 168.6 versus 168.4 for the corn. And FC Stone, a little bit larger number there. They moved up from 169.3 up to 170 bushels per acre. That's versus the USDA's 168.4. So again, that weighing on corn as well. This afternoon, we're expected to see harvest at 57 to 58% completed versus 41 last week and 77% on average. Those export inspections, 275,000 metric tons versus 391,000 last week. They were looking for 400 to 650,000. So this, again, really highlighting the demand side of the picture here. Exports down about 62% year-on-year in corn. Taking a look at wheat, we had Chicago December finished down 6 1/4 cents, 509 3/4. Kansas City D'East down 3 at 423. Minneapolis D'East down 7, 524 1/4. Inspections there weak as well, 293,000 versus 558. Last week, we were expecting between 500 and 700,000. Exports are running about 22% ahead of last year, but recently have been declining, and we'll need to get that pace picked back up to meet the USDA's expectations. Rally on Friday, based on rumors that China was taking a look at possibly some U.S. wheat, and with today's lower markets, they've given back most, if not all, of that rally there, so we'll have to see what happens moving forward. Funds are mixed in the wheat, long about 7,000 contracts in Chicago, maybe cut that in half today, and short about 30,000 contracts in Kansas City. Taking a look at the beans, finally, finished the day up 1 1/4 cents at 938. Markets, again, supported by the higher palm oil prices in Malaysia, that on increased demand from mandates for biofuels in Indonesia and Malaysia. Also, we had China announcing, this is a little bit old news, that they have agreed in principle to the Phase 1 deal, looking for a signing venue. Trump put out maybe Iowa. We will have to see what kind of developments come from that. Inspections in the beans, contrary to the corn and wheat, were pretty good. 1.48 million metric tons versus 1.58 last week. They were looking for between 850,000 and 1.5. You got bean sales with the Chinese back in the market here sporadically, up about 11% on last year at this time. And the funds seem comfortable to hang on to this 72,000 contract long position. They're looking to see harvest tonight, 76 to 77% completed. That's versus 87% last year. A little bit holding a lid on the bean market here. Rains in South America decreasing some of the stressed areas across Argentina and Brazil in the short term. Outside markets, you've got the dollar finishing the day here, trading up 33 ticks at 97.37. Crude oil up 37 cents a barrel at 56.56. And you've got the stock market a little bit lower than earlier, up about 71 points. That's all I have for this afternoon, as it looks like markets may bide time into Friday's WASDE report. Until then, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.